So let's review. The Gemara continued its discussion about the Avodah of Kemitza with several questions from Apapa and other Amiram about various scenarios regarding this Avodah. The Gemara begins. Boyer Apapa, Davke l'koymitz b'doifneho demon amai. After performing Kemitza on the Korban Mincha, the Kohen must deposit the flour into a Kli Sharis. Apapa questions the validity of a case where the Kohen stuck the flour to the sides of the Kli rather than depositing it properly in the bottom of the Kli. Mambar Avashi questions the validity of a case where he turned the clay upside down and placed the flour in a base kibbul on the underside of the clay. The Gemara answers Teikui. Both of these questions remain unresolved. Rav Papa asked further about the chafina that was performed on Yom Kippur, where the kohen takes two hands full of keteres spice. Are these heaping hands full or level hands full? Rav Papa answered that the hands full for the keteres are tefufois, which is somewhere in the middle, more than level, but not quite heaping. Rav Papa asks further, regarding the dam of a carbon, the Mishnah clearly rules that if it falls on the floor from the neck of the animal, it becomes pasul. If it was received in a kli and then fell to the floor from the kli, it may be collected from the floor and sprinkled. Rav Papa asks, regarding the keteres, if the keteres scattered from the hands of the kohen onto the floor, ketzava behemadami upsula, are his hands comparable to the neck of the animal which is not a kli, and therefore the keteres becomes pasul, or are his hands comparable to a kli, and therefore the keteres is kosher? The Gemara here two answers takeaway. The Gemara brings another question of Rav Papa. Chishev b'chafinas keteres mahu. If he had a thought of pigul, which is to bring the carbon after its designated time, during the chafinas keteres, does the keteres become pasul? Is the chafina of the keteres similar to the kemitz of a carbon mincha, which certainly can be invalidated by a thought of pigul, since regarding both chafina and kemitza, the Torah used the word mole, or perhaps chafina is different, and pigul does not apply to it. Rav Simeon Bar Ashi tries to answer this question from a Mishnah in Idyas, where Rabbi Akiva taught that if the keteres spice, or other items, were in a kli, and a tevil yom touched part of the entire pile becomes pasul. As Rashi cites the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga, Sha'kli mitzarf kol mash betoichoi liyos ki'ilu noga bekuloi. The vessel combines all the pieces to be considered one piece. Rav Simi continues, that if a tefillin can pass a keteres, then it must have become kaddish b'kedushas haguf, as only something that is kaddish b'kedushas haguf can become pasul by a tefillin. And if it is kaddish b'kedushas haguf, then it can also become pasul balina by leaving it over until the next day. And if it can become pasul balina, then certainly it can become pasul by a thought of lina to leave it over. And so Rav Simi answers Rav Papa that one would indeed make the keteres pigul by a thought of leaving it over past its designated time. Rav Papa continues, does a pigul thought while raking the coals for the keteres invalidate the keteres? Or perhaps, raking the coals is only machshir mitzvah, a preparation for the mitzvah of keteres, in which case perhaps pigul does not apply to it. Here too, the Gemara answers Teikui. Adaf concludes with a question posed to Rav Sheshes whether halacha, bringing blood from a carbon to the mizbeach, may be performed with the left hand, and Rav Sheshes answered this is permissible, as evident from our Mishnah where the kohen brings the golden spoon of keteres to the kodesh kodesh on Yom Kippur while holding the spoon in his left hand. However, the Gemara refutes this from a brisa which states clearly, zar v'einen shikr ba'mum b'kabalo v'halacha u'vizrika pasul v'chein yeshiv v'chein smel pasul. And so we see clearly that doing any avodah with the left hand is in fact invalid. The Gemara concludes to Yufta, this in fact refutes the opinion of Rav Sheshes. The Gemara adds further, that after being shown and taught this braisa, Rav Sheshes accepted it and used it himself as a source to answer the question as to whether halacha bazar is valid or not, that if a non-kohen carried it, it's indeed not valid.